Campus FM presents Talking Heads Season 3, brought to you by students of the International Master in Adult Education for Social Change.
You laugh out loud as you breathe heavily. Your heart is pounding. You feel part of something, part of this group. You embrace this feeling of achieving something together. It's a feeling of utter bliss. You find new friends. You see new things together. You come from different backgrounds, but now you're all here together and you can feel it. Where do you think you could feel like this? Maybe you can guess, doing sports, which is the topic of our episode today here at Campus of M Talking at Season 3. Welcome, dear listeners. Sports can be so much more than just physical activity. Sports can be a sort of informal education and informal learning, where you discover and find out things that you would have never learned from a book or in a classroom. And sports can help people to grow together and to increase solidarity and inclusion. I am Katrin Mubius, and in this episode, together with my co-hosts Milton Ascendis and Solace Rose Quarty, I will explore ways in which sport does exactly that. So guys, would you like to introduce yourselves again to our listeners?
All right, Gavin.
Well, I'm Milton Resendez. You guys have probably heard me before. Well, I'm from Mexico. I grew up for a long time in the U.S., and we've studied a semester in Glasgow, and we're here in Malta now. So what I think about sports, for me, it's interesting because I get shy, like, in team sports. Yeah,
really?
you wouldn't think it, but yeah, I get shy around, like, in team sports. But I love sports where you know, like individually just pushing yourself to go further beyond. And I think, you know, the solidarity that comes from competition, you know, looking at another athlete and saying, you know, I want to beat that person. But when you finish the sport, when you finish the action, you can still go give that person a handshake and say, you know, we worked hard. It's kind of like whenever you see like the World Cup, when you see these, when you see teams go up against each other, you know, despite it being like a competition, at the same time, it really brings countries together.
Mm, yeah, true.
All right. Thank you very much, Milton. My name is Solace Rose Quarty, and I'm from Ghana. And I mean, sports is a part of what we do. You're almost raised to, you know, indulge in one sports or the other. I mean, I grew up, but not as a girl when you're younger. Now it's better, but when I was growing up, sports was more like, it was like rough play for guys. And me being the kind of girl that I was, decided, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I played football, I did athletics, I was into table tennis. Once in a while when I got the opportunity, I swam, a bit of kickboxing and karate as well. I just basically wanted to go against all the stereotypes that I, you know, as a girl, I couldn't rough play or I couldn't get my hands dirty. No, that was not for me. Sports basically like gave me an outlet to vent all the frustration of stereotypes and you know, all the prejudices and then the discrimination against me as a young woman. I started having a lot of scars on my legs, so I was like, maybe I just stop a little.
But, I know the feeling.
Sports for me is basically, it's not just exercise. It's something that can give you like a sort of freedom of expression. You know, it teaches you a lot. It teaches you teamwork if it's a team sport. It teaches you discipline. And then it teaches you basically how to like be innovative and think on your feet, because you have to be able to think on your feet with most sports. So yeah, that's basically what it means for me.
Exactly. Sport teaches you so many things, so many skills you can use in all kinds of situations and all sorts of things you do in your life, like communication skills, empathy, emotional regulation, all that kind of stuff. And then sports, what a lot of people don't know, sports is not only good for your body, it's also good for your mental health. Like there's been a study in 2010 that found that people who had depression and took antidepressants versus did sports, it was equally effective. So the people who did sports got better, and people who took the meds got better, which is like really, really great.
Yeah, it's excellent.
You don't need medication to get better sometimes, so that's really awesome. And I think also the social aspect of sports might help with depression. And I think Solas maybe has an opinion on that as well.
Right, I mean, when it comes to like depression and things, I have a personal experience where when I did suffer mild depression, it was sports that got me out of it. So definitely does give you a lease on life. When you're looking at the international scope as well, sports has been used as a tool to, you know, foster solidarity and fight against injustices such as racism. When you look at, especially in football, it's basically like a running theme. It's something that happens a lot. I mean, sports, especially football, has also been used to as a tool to like for revolutions as well, positive revolutions, like what happened in Poland in 1983. So sports is not something that's just for fun. It can also be used as a tool to drive social change.
It also definitely brings people together. Just look at the World Cup and how much it affects people, you know. It really brings us Mexicans together.
Oh, definitely. For instance, like in Ghana, when there's like an international tournament like the World Cup, trust me, that there's no time that Ghana has like is as close as in the people than when there's a World Cup. Trust me, you would talk to everybody on the streets in the bar. Mm. You would chat and you will talk about the matches and things, and it's just this feeling of pride and this feeling of we have one goal, you know, we just want to get this World Cup, but you know, we haven't won one yet, but we got close.
And you're watching it, even if you're like wherever you go, if there's a Mexican match on, you will find another Mexican watching it with you.
Yeah, so not only doing sports, but also watching sports brings people together, which is amazing. I think the social benefits of sports are just enormous. Mm-hmm. And we've invited a few guests today to talk about this. First, we will have Celine Gallia and Jamie Thompson, who are both participating in the European Sports Leadership Programme and work as coaches a lot. And we'll hear more about them and from them straight after the break. So welcome back to Talking It Season 3 here at Campus FM. As we've promised just before the break, we will interview two absolutely wonderful people about the experiences of how sport can be beneficial for you in so many ways. We have here for you today Celine Gallia from Malta and Jamie Thomason, originally from the UK, but it took me weeks to get he was not Maltese. So they're both studying sports and physical activity here at the University of Malta and are involved in various sports and activities on and off campus. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hi, fine.
Yes, great.
So tell me more, or tell us more, all the listeners of this episode, about your involvement in sports. Like, what sports are you doing? How long have you been doing them?
Okay, so when I first came to Malta, I was straight into sports. It's always been my life. I started coaching around 4 years ago, and I coach a variety of sports, big variety. Gymnastics, football, rugby, badminton, everything. Currently, I'm coaching with Luxol Football Club. I've been with them for 2 seasons now, and I'm also taking part in a university project called the European Sports Leadership Programme.
Exactly.
In which I'm trying to bring university students together, teach them some new sports, and try and create a fun environment for everyone to learn and have fun.
Cool. Perfect. How about you?
Yeah, I started playing football at a very young age on the streets with my friends. Then I entered with a club at around 11 years of age. Mm. It's always been football for me. At school, I've played different kinds of sports because I love sports. Now I ended up coaching as well. I coach young girls, under 14s, at Kirkop as well. And at university, we do all kinds of sports. And I'm currently also in the SLP project, which Jamie mentioned.
Hmm. Cool, yeah. Which is how I met you guys, right?
Yes.
Thankfully. I was wondering, what do you think, what's your perspective on the benefits of sport? Maybe you want to start, Celine.
Well, it has a lot of benefits, starting from parts of the physical benefits. You get social benefits and mental benefits. You meet different kinds of people. You learn how to cooperate with different people. And also from the mental aspects of it, it really helps you out with your everyday life. Maybe obstacles you meet at your workplace, in your studies. And yeah, apart from that, it's amazing.
Right? What do you think,
Jim? I think touching on what Celine said about helping with your work and your studies and things, it's actually been proven that taking part in physical activity actually relaxes the mind and allows more learning to take place. So for example, you get into an exam period. If you're stressed with exams and work and constantly studying, taking a break, going playing for an hour of something, anything, being physically active gives your mind a chance to rest and then take in more information later. So it's something I try to stress with my players a lot is don't stop when you have exams. Mm. It's the most important time to come because you'll start remembering more and do better in your exams.
True, so true. I've made that experience myself. Yes, like some of my best grades have been after away for a weekend playing sports.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, all these benefits. And then this episode is a lot about like the social benefits of sport, like how it can bring people together, how it can reduce stereotypes because you just meet people you otherwise might not have talked to. And I was wondering, Jamie, you moved here.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I think.
It's 5 years ago, yeah.
And what do you think, like, did sports help you to find friends and get
yes,
included?
Yes, it did. When I first moved here, I was still obviously getting used to things, but then I began working with a government organization, Sport Malta. Mm. And through that, I met a lot of different coaches, and I found that a lot of them were very like-minded, you know. They had the same sort of philosophies and ideas of how to teach and how to, you know, impart their knowledge. So I made a lot of friends very quickly through that. And then as soon as I joined university, I realized there's some great people on the course, you know, they're all very similar and ambitious like I am. And that was one of the best ways to make friends for me was through what I love, which is sports, obviously. Mm. And it's so easy to meet new people just like through the ESLP program, like we've been mentioning. The amount of people I've met through that, it just from our, you know, putting ourselves out there, trying to get people to come.
Mm.
And we've met some great people from so many different nationalities, which
yeah.
is something I love.
Exactly.
Many different nationalities.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Celine, you being from Malta, Malta is such an international country. There's so many people from so many countries. Do you think sports can help to bring those different nationalities together sometimes? Have you experienced that? Like,
yes, of course. As Jamie mentioned, I have a lot of friends from different countries whom I met through sports. You know, sports always brings people together. You forget everything, I mean, gender and race and
True.
Anything,
mm.
and yeah, it gets you together because you have the same aim to reach.
Yeah, and exactly that same aim is really, really important. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of contact hypothesis. It's like a hypothesis in psychology that if you have different people from different backgrounds, they might have prejudices and stereotypes. Mm-hmm. If you bring them together and give them a common goal and like put them on the same level and stuff, which sports basically does, mm-hmm. that really reduces prejudice and really can reduce conflict as well. I was wondering, do you have any other ways of how you see sports as a means of social change?
Well, if you take the Olympics, for example, there was in the last Olympics, the Rio Olympics, there was an actual refugee team in which it wasn't about different countries, you know, they all came together as one, and it was just a team of refugees that competed in different events and different sports.
Wow.
Which is truly amazing to think that, you know, sport has brought those people together that have come from such, you know, conflict and horrific, you know, pasts, to bring them to such an amazing event, to meet new people, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing what sports can do.
Absolutely, and also to make other people see too, hey, these guys, like,
yeah.
they are here.
Yeah,
and
they exist, you know.
They exist, exactly. and they do this, and they're good at this, like, can also empower people, I think.
Yes.
So, yeah, I've been having a great time with you guys at Decree Plus, which is like a program at the university here, and you've been playing Ultimate Frisbee with me a lot, which is a great sport. I can only recommend my listeners to try it sometime. And I thank you very much for coming here today and talking to me a bit more about, like, what benefits you see in sports, and especially team sports. So thank you very much, guys. This has been a great pleasure to talk to you, as always. I'll see you at training.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is Talking Heads Season 3, brought to you by the third cohort of the International Master in Adult Education for Social Change.
Hello and welcome back to Campus of M Talking Heads after the little break we just had. We have just heard so much about team sports and all the benefits and fun of it. But then, of course, we can't forget that there are not only team sports where two teams play against each other and run all the time. There are so many different kinds of sports. And I'm very happy that we have two special guests here today who will talk a little bit about other types of sports. Handing over to you, Milton and Salvis.
Okay, Catherine. Hmm. Milton, what are we talking about?
So today, let me introduce our guests. Today we have Jacob Seidla.
What's up?
And we have Clive Augeas here today.
Hey, Milton, you good?
Yep, I'm good. So, Jacob, tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from? What are you doing here in Malta?
Well, I'm from Germany, and I'm really weird. So after finishing my high school, I didn't decide to go study in Germany. I came here to Malta directly, and I'm a full-time student here now. And, I mean, Malta is beautiful. So
nice.
Yeah, I have to experience it a little bit. And, yeah, that's why I'm outside as much as possible.
All right, I agree. Malta's a beautiful country. So let's talk to our native Maltese here. Clive, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am Clive. I live in Balzan. I study psychology and philosophy. And so the students that are, like, coming here and visiting, like, Malta's amazing. Like, you chose a good place here. Like, it's really amazing. I was really happy that you guys could join us for the hike on the last day. It was really cool having you guys. Man. We did like 162 kilometers, which is insane.
It's insane.
Yeah, and it's a shame I didn't do the camping with Jakob and Rosa. Rosa is another person who joined us for the hike. She's from Germany as well. And there was a lot of foreigners, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
There was Lindsay with us as well. There was Damien who joined us. He was a native Maltese as well. We went to so many places. We basically went around the coast of Malta. It was insane. We climbed the rope. We climbed the bloody rope. Man. It was awesome. Yeah.
So secret revealed.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is hiking.
I think we should just get into exactly what it is, hiking. First of all, when I started hearing hike, I'm like, it's walking. What are you guys talking about? This is what I do in my country. We walk a lot. So why is it so special? What is hiking? Till I came to Europe and I'm like, it's a special sport on its own. Surprise. Yay. So I learned something when I came to Europe. Good for me.
All right. Informal learning.
Yay.
So, Jacob, you were the one who organized the hike, right?
Yeah.
162 kilometers around the entire perimeter of Malta. How did you come up with this idea? Where did it come from?
Well, I mean, hiking is a really fun thing to do. I mean, basically, as Sala said, it's just walking around the countryside. That's true. But, I mean, you always have to go for greater challenges. So once you do like one day hikes all the time, at some point you want something new. So I thought, all right, Malta is actually quite tiny. Maybe it's possible to hike around the entire perimeter. So I looked it up online. There were actually online guides for it as well, so I mostly copied their layout, which was really nice because then I didn't have to think as much myself. And yeah, so 162 kilometers, I thought that was doable. All go right. In 1 week and get as many cool people as possible so it doesn't get boring. Let's go.
Yeah, who ended up participating? It was me, so you had somebody from Mexico, we had people from Germany, people from Malta, from which other countries did we have?
Well, I mean, we had the core four, which was Clive, me, then Lindsay from the UK. I'm sorry, Solis.
Solis was there.
I was there, even though I came on the last day.
And Rosa from Germany, as Clive already mentioned. And then we had you, Milton, from Mexico, join on Tuesday. Kelly and Damien join in for a while. Andres from Uruguay, I think he was there on the fourth day, and then Solis, you joined on the last day as well.
I just had to crown it all. It's fine.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and Kelly
for the last
us as
day,
well.
Which was the shortest.
You forgot Kelly, man.
That was the point.
No, I can't. I had Kelly. Oh, she's also, she's Welsh, but I mean, that's UK, basically.
Well, that's yeah. People yeah, exactly. Three continents, though. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's insane.
Live.
Yeah, tell me.
How do you think people see hiking in Malta? Is it like a common sport, or is it?
I don't think it's actually considered a sport. I think people see hiking as like this weekly or like daily thing in summer, you know. I wouldn't necessarily call it a sport here in Malta, you know. Mm-hmm. But you see on Facebook groups that people host hikes, weekly hikes. You see a Facebook events like to go so to around Malta. And it's actually really good because like compared to a few years ago, we didn't have this type of thing, you know. We obviously had it, but like, we wouldn't have it like on the social media. We wouldn't have it advertised, and that type of thing, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm. I think a couple of times I heard you say, "Wow, I've never seen this part of Malta before. I feel like a tourist here."
So tell me
a little bit more like about that experience. What was it like re-experiencing Malta?
Yeah, I went to places that I actually never went to be honest, and that's such a shame because I live here. You know, I lived here for 20 years now. And I basically went to places that I've never seen before. So getting to re-experience that, my childhood again, you know, like going around Malta and getting to experience all the sea, all the all the scenery, all the mountains, everything, you know, it was bloody insane.
Yeah, Malta's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And then again, I mean, from what you're saying, it's about 36 square kilometers. So it's kind of like interesting that you, like you said, you've been here for 20 years, you've lived here, you're born here, but then you haven't seen certain parts of it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that's what some of these sports do. It's like the experience alone. It's like, wow, this place actually exists. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it gives
yeah,
exactly. you that. All right. So now let's talk about what sport, like how the hike or hiking in itself, what part it plays in bringing people together. Obviously, the physical aspect, though, with people from three different continents. But let's talk about, let's say, the psychological and emotional aspect of it as well. Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, we hiked together for 6 days, which means you spend a lot of time with each other. And you do that not only just by chilling out next to each other and being comfortable, you're actually walking like 30 kilometers a day, which gets you to your limits. And I'd say that at least Clive, Rosa, and Lindsay, and then, of course, the other guys that also joined for a day, we have this experience together where we went through actually not that easy times together and made it through. And you talk so much. So I think that sports is a really, really good way to just get closer to each other and just have experiences together that you will always be able to remember.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, Clive, that, say, maybe you learned anything about any of your the colleagues on the hike that you probably wouldn't have if
you
hadn't
had that
experience?
Really closer. Like, it was insane how well I got to know Jacob and the others. Like, we spoke so much on the hike, you know. 30 kilometers is like 6 hours of walking, Jacob.
We were quite fast, but still, I mean, you have breaks in between,
yeah, exactly,
so it takes a while.
We went to the beach on the fourth day, and Andres had joined us the day, and Kelly. And we had a nice time there. It was quite cold, you see, but we still had fun anyway, you know. We stayed talking, you know, we bought some bread, we made our own lunch, yeah. Yeah, and we bonded together, you know, it was extremely fun. We got to know each other well, and we should do this another time.
No, definitely.
It's funny because you spend so much time together that the superficial topics, they run out really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And you're still going to be together for the next 3 hours. So you get more open towards other people because there's simply nothing else to do. And just walking next to each other in silence gets kind of boring at some point. So
yeah, I remember, I think I was there on the second day of the hike.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were all talking about like the superficial things, right? Like, do ghosts exist? And then, it's a common question, right? At the end of the hike, I remember I went like the last day too. Everybody looked exhausted. Clive, you look like you had aged 10 years. And everybody was just talking, and you could tell everybody had like this really strong connection that it wasn't there on like the first or second day, but on the last day, everybody was so many inside jokes, so much closeness. And even now we all still find time to get together.
Yeah, we still have that WhatsApp group. And
exactly.
Let's go snorkeling tonight.
Yeah. That's amazing. Like, that's exactly what I thought might happen when I heard that you were going to do this. Because I think just doing something together that like glues you together, basically just opens up your minds towards other people so much, like reduces prejudice. I don't know what stereotypes you might have had of German people before you met Jacob, but they're probably all gone.
I thought German people were like really cold, but like Jacob is the complete opposite of that.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Repping for the country.
So that's amazing. And I think that's just the benefit of all this. It's perfect.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
All right.
Well, I mean, we could talk about all the experiences that we had on that particular hike, but obviously we don't have enough time. So we'd like to say thank you, Jacob and Clive, for joining us
on the show today.
Thank you, pleasure.
And definitely snorkeling, right?
Yeah.
And sushi. Some other
sushi tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Good right. Listeners, if you want to join. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Wow, that was really, really interesting. I just honestly want to go on that hike with you guys now. I personally already took so much from this episode. I've always believed in sports, but now I'm even more certain that they make the world a better place.
They definitely do.
So now, if you, dear listener, want to get more involved in sports, there are so many options. Even though there are countries where sports might be a bit more popular than in Malta, there are still loads of people engaging in sports here, right, Solis?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Malta might be a really small country, but they're very getting on board of the active train. Also, basically, I think football, I believe football is like, okay, soccer, that's what I call it. For Africa, we call it football, but they call it soccer worldwide. It's basically what it like stands out as the most popular sports, both in participation, active participation, and then like what people like to watch a lot and, you know, stuff like that. We also have water polo, water sports. It's really popular. Athletics is also very popular. Oh, yes, there are a lot of Facebook pages for things like that. And it's very, just like some of our guests said about, you know, the Facebook pages and how they've been created to like bring people together. They're consistently like football matches being called out, water sports, like, oh, if you want to join and things like that. And they're trying to like build a really strong sport culture here in Malta, and I think that they're definitely on the right path. There's also futsal, that's like a smaller version of football, harder pitch, five aside. It's also quite popular here and also indoor, so it's kind of like easy, a little bit easier to play for certain people. There's also motorsports. It's like a really big deal here in Malta as well.
I believe when we're going on the highway.
I think like a lot of them meet on weekends and have like these like little outreach things that they do. It's also something that's very popular here. The snooker sports as well. No, it is a sport. It is a sport. I mean,
but you still are with people.
And yeah, and there's a lot of brain activity. You know, you have to calculate where to shoot the ball and stuff like that. So that's also definitely
to trick ball, handball.
It's growing. It hasn't reached the net. Obviously, we have the ones that are very popular in the, like the schools, and then we have the ones at the national level. So basically, the ones I'm talking about are like on a national level. Hockey, rugby is also like a very, very popular like sport here. So those are like a lot more, but the most popular ones, basically, yeah.
Yeah, there's something for everyone, I'd say.
Definitely.
I think if you, dear listener, are interested in joining a sport, the best thing is just Google for it or even check Facebook, just enter it in the Facebook search. Mm-hmm. And just see what you get. For example, when I came here, I play Ultimate Frisbee super passionately. First thing I did was to enter it on Facebook, and I found it immediately, and I've had the best time with the people from there. So I can really just recommend, try out new sports that you don't know or stick with a sport you love. It's both perfect.
And just get out there and do something.
Yeah,
right?
Make time for it. Just 2 hours a week or something, because it's really worth it, as you've heard in this episode.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to our episode today. If you are interested in finding out more about the International Master in Adult Education for Social Change, also known as IMESC, please go to www.gla.ac.uk. That is Glasgow's University of Glasgow's website. To follow the journey of the third cohort of IMESC, visit our blog at imesc-unmasked.squarespace.com.
And that's it for today. We hope you have enjoyed this episode, and we're very happy if you stay tuned for more. Thank you very much to Milton and Salas for co-hosting with me today. And thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone.
Yeah.
See you later.